And I'm pleased to welcome my guest Sunscreen into the studio. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello.
Lovely to see you. Now, I'm reading this, so if there's anything you disagree with, just shout out, all right? One of the first rave pop groups with live performance abilities, Sunscreen formed around Paul Carnell and Lucia Home back in the 1990s. Early singles Walk On and Pressure became moderate British hits and dance floor favourites, while 1993's Love You More became their trademark song and biggest hit. And now Sunscreen are back with a brand new album, Sweet Life, which I love to bits, and I'm delighted to say the guys and girls are here now. Hello again. So did I get that right? I mean,
you mentioned Dwayne.
Who's yeah, I was around back in the 90s. So, yeah, come and go.
But this, and Darren is late.
The word I thought might be a bit contentious was rave pop groups. This word rave, is that a dirty word to you? Or
not at all, no.
No? Okay. Okay, I just wondered, because you were kind of there at the start of the rave scene, if you like, and then it kind of expanded all out of control, didn't it?
Yes, yes. I mean, it just it sort of like it started, you know, with disco and went and Chicago house and all that came over here, and then it just sort of went on from there, and people made lots of music, you know, tracks in their bedrooms, and yes,
we were toying with electronics and electronics side of things and sampling, as well as, you know, involving the sort of real instruments.
Right. Okay.
And the sort of dance thing, we merged those two together.
So, yeah, rave rock pop. Pop dance.
Well, whatever it is, whatever. I like it. So there we are. And I'm sorry, Dwayne, if I left
that's
you out.
No, no, so no. I'm used to it.
So, where have you been, basically? I mean, you're back with this lovely new album that I really like, and but you went very quiet for a while, didn't you?
Yeah, we had jobs.
Yeah, yeah.
Jobs and families. Yeah. Families and kids. Yeah. Jobs.
I understand that, yeah.
No, I think we sort of temporarily retired, or took a rest,
okay,
took a breather.
Yeah. Okay, I mean, you come back with this new album. How did it all start off again? I believe there was a China connection.
Yes, there was. We actually got asked to headline a festival in China, out of the blue. So we reformed rapidly for that, went over, played it.
Yeah.
I think earlier on someone said, you know, it sounds a bit Spinal Tap. You know, it was very Spinal
was.
Tap, actually.
Especially as they didn't really know you were an electronic band. Is that right?
Well, I think the organisers knew, but I don't think it was really planned. I think there was a mistake somewhere along the line, because it was a sort of rock festival with what they called emo. if you were to categorise us, you might call us EDM. So I think maybe the Chinese had misread it somewhere along the line.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, the audience loved it, so it went down really well. The Chinese, a number of TV people and so on, said, well, when's your next album? So I guess we figured on the plane back maybe we should try making another one.
Well, good job you did. I mean, at the risk of repeating myself, I absolutely love the new album. It's been on permanent rotation in my car for about the last month.
Fantastic.
And I haven't got fed up with it yet.
It's glad to hear I'm not the only one.
But it's beautifully produced. Who was responsible for that? It just sounds so good.
We did it all ourselves.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
The four of us have been working together for actually quite a long time.
We started. Yeah, quite a few years back. We actually started with a few ideas and she had the songs.
Mid-80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right.
So you write the songs, Lucia, do you?
Yeah, so with help from Paul.
Okay,
yeah.
And that's all of them, is it? All of the songs on the album?
Yes. Yes.
Fantastic.
Well, you sort of start it and then I'll chip in and Darren will maybe take it away and do something. Then we get all together again and then the four of us really produce it all
until
we decide we're bored with it or it's sounding okay.
Marvellous.
Well, in the old days we used to do it too much and maybe kill it, but as you get older you get better at that.
Yeah, but it's also a little bit more mellow than your previous work was. Was that a deliberate decision or is that just the way it turned out?
It just turned out, I think, really. It wasn't deliberate, was it,
Scoop? Yes, I mean, we're old. I mean, we just growing old, really. Aren't we? I'm sorry.
still got an edge.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Okay, well, I think it's time we better hear what it's all about, really. But I will set a scene. I was saying earlier that I went on holiday earlier this month down to Cornwall, and I sat on the top of a cliff with on a beautifully sunny day with a blue sky and azure blue sea, and I decided to listen to this. It's Sunscreen, and here's the summer. Fabulous Sunscreen, and here's the summer. That I just love that, guys. You've done something really good there. It's fabulous. It's great. Now, before we go any further, I must just thank Stephen Foster Pilkington for letting me know about the new album. And in fact, you can hear Stephen on that track playing violin, can't you? Right at the end there. How did that happen?
Well, he came in to record some of it, or to have us help him mix one of his songs, So he brought his violin along with him, and I said, "Oh, do you mind?" And I just stuck a mic in front of him, and he played along with a couple of tracks. And on that one, it just was the final bit on the cake that we'd been looking for. So it was extraordinary.
Just came out of the blue.
Just came completely amazing. Out of the blue. Just one take, bang, there at the and that was, that's the answer.
Beautiful. Now, back in the 1990s, if we can rewind time a bit, you played a massive part in the UK dance scene and were remixed by some of the biggest names in the industry. It's great to see you back in business. But for someone like me, who I must confess, the 90s passed me by in music, can you give us like a potted history of the band, where you started and how it all developed?
Quite a lot of it passed us by.
We started going to these rave things, didn't we? We just started going to the clubs and we'd end up in the middle of a field somewhere and some decks up and then in a chicken shed quite often, regularly. And just sort of incorporated that into what we were doing, really. And so we sort of found an avenue that we thought, oh, this looks, you know, we're enjoying this. This is somewhere we can go with what we had going on. And with that, it's just got legs.
Right.
We were doing electronic music before that anyway. So we just altered it slightly.
Okay.
It was a particular records, I think between 1989 and 1991 in particular, or perhaps 88, there was this particular group of records coming from all over the world, some from America, Belgium, England, and they still sound great today. So that was really what it was all about. There was some very good music at that point, very exciting, wasn't it?
And a lot of the new album to me sounds very current. A lot of pop songs today are using some of the same sort of sound that you've got on your album, really. Is that what you were aiming for, or were you just doing your own thing?
No, we're just doing our own thing. Yeah. That's just what happened. Yeah.
Complete accident.
Yes. You forget how much dance actually influenced the whole of the sound today. Pop sound today has all come from the dance music of.
I think you're right. And you went on to have a lot of success in America. You were signed to a big label out there for a time, wasn't you?
We were with Sony.
Right,
It was Columbia over there, wasn't
So they were called Columbia over in America. And actually, we one of our records, Love You More, started to take off of its own accord in America,
right.
being played by college radio. And it became quite well known and big on college radio. And our American record company actually contacted our UK record company and said, hey, who's this band? You've got to sign them.
Right.
To which Sony in London's answer was, we already have signed them. Here it is, the record. It was quite funny. So,
fantastic.
So then they got behind it and... we spent about a year touring. It was a top 40 record. We had the number one dance with it. Then also with Pressure and Perfect Motion. And then a few years later with Looking at You. So we had five number ones out there.
Wonderful.
So, yeah, it was good fun.
And you ended up touring out there with New Order. What was that like?
Oh, it was brilliant. Really big stadiums, you know, 20,000, 30,000. You know, kids on standing on their seats, mouthing the words.
Yeah, some fantastic memories. Yeah. Okay, so now you're a dance act that can perform live. How does that work?
Brain.
Okay. Obviously we play with sequencers. Yeah, you know, yeah. I play along to a click track. I mean, I've moved on to electronic kit. I use a lot of acoustic kit for the recording, but we use the electronic kit for sort of live. It's like I say, sequences, click track.
A lot of pressure, isn't it?
It can be on me sometimes, I think me and Leach have the heat on at times, so it's down to us.
So does it ever go wrong?
Of course not. No, of course it's never gone wrong. Of course it's about the problems, but you've just got to, you know, the show's got to go on, isn't it? You've got to get going.
Went horribly wrong on Top of the Pops once, didn't it, with you? For you.
Darren's outside. I thought I loved it.
We've got a latecomer. Okay.
Oh, Top of the Pops. Yeah, the first time I was absolutely so nervous. The audience were cheering so much, I couldn't hear the beginning of the track, Love You More.
Right.
Came in the wrong place. re-record it.
Oh, right.
I was so ashamed. Well,
at least it didn't go out live, anyway.
No.
Oh, great. Well, now, just joined us in the studio as well.
It's
Darren Woodford. Hello, Darren. Sorry.
Apologies for the tardiness.
No problem at all. Lovely to see you. Welcome to Phoenix. It's good to see you all. And I've lost my place. Hang on.
You see, it always used to be the drummer's job to be late, Bob. Yeah. The guitarist has taken on the baton, and he's doing quite a good job of it.
Oh well, these things.
The planes, trains, and automobile situation. Yeah.
Well, we're just about ready to hear another track from the new album now. This is All My Love. Could you tell us something about the track?
Well, this is Darren, isn't it? Now you're baby, really.
Lucia came up with the idea and just sent me the vocals over, and it was all right, we'll do something with that. And that's what turned out.
You make it sound so easy.
Yeah.
All right, well,
up at lunchtime.
Let's hear it now. This is Sunscreen and All My Love. The fantastic Sunscreen and All My Love. It's Lucia Holm, Paul Carnell, Darren Woodford and Dwayne Brazier. And it's Darren that's just joined us, just heard All My Love. And we were chatting off air about how commercial and current that really sounds at the moment. Darren, what is your part of producing these songs? You compose the music, do you?
On quite a few of them, literally Lucia's given me the vocal parts.
Right.
A rough little sketch of...
And you say you listen to a lot of pop music. You're being sort of influenced probably without even knowing
and you sort of tend to sort of think, right, what's the current sort of sounds people are using, and like drum sounds or whatever, and you know, just move that across into what we were doing.
Sorry, I'm getting a terrible hum, wait a minute.
It's
not me. I'd sell
it, Marv. That's it. I think we got rid of it now. That's it. Sorry about that. Oh, dear. It's all happening today. So another great track from the new Sunscreen album. That was All My Love. Now, the music industry has changed a bit since your last outing with streaming and downloads. Have you adapted well to the new way of doing things?
No.
Don't get it at all. In the old days, you know, we'd stay up all night to get the record off to a cut, and then we'd go and cut it, and then someone would press it and put it into shops and things, and people could go and buy it. Don't get what's going on there at all.
No. It's similar to the opposite. You know, what format, when we book singles out, it's a cassette, it's the 12-inch, and there's a CD single, maybe vinyl if we were still doing, you know, like 7-inch vinyl. But now it's like...
Yeah, this is mind blowing.
And
at the moment, the new album's only available for download, I think.
Is that right?
It's on iTunes. Well, I'm very, very lucky because I've just been given a hard copy of it. There's another CD that accompanies it. Do you get that with the download as well? So tell us about this other CD.
It's a mix of all the tracks, isn't it, Paul?
Right. It's an original mix that we had going when we were sort of making the album. We had it in a different sort of sequence. We had a few of the big hitters a little bit later on in the sort of sequence of tracks, and we'd always merge them into each other.
Right, okay.
So we changed them around, and we thought, well, that's the story how we sort of wrote the album. We should maybe...
So that was that, yeah. That's
right.
How we originally did it.
Yeah, that's how
actually, it ended up that quite a lot of the best songs were at the end.
So
people kept saying, well, this is crazy. Why have you got all your good ones at the end? Yeah. So we changed it all around. Put both versions
on. Well, I've got a new CD to play in the car now. That'll be the next month.
It was always intended as if it was like a DJ. He would mix them all together, so it wasn't necessarily putting the best tracks at the front. It was what worked together
as to flow
in the sequence.
And as you see, you'll hear for yourself, some of the tracks really do merge into each other nicely.
Yeah. Well, I love the chilled out tracks as well. I mean, we're going to finish playing Sweet Life, which is just delicious.
My sister had this on her iPhone on the train the other day. She fell asleep. And
did she miss her station?
Well, I hope we don't say
she was on the train. You know.
What was the quote that the man that was mastering the album, what did he come up with when he heard Sweet Life? He came up with you should move to Paris and call yourself edible chocolate.
Smooth.
Was that right? No, I think it was edible woman.
Edible woman, that's right. Move to Paris and call yourself edible woman. That's right.
Sounds good. So what's next? What's next for you guys? Are you going to start gigging again? I think you have done one gig at least, haven't you?
Yes,
recently.
We played Glastonbury. Glastonbury Town.
That was a pub in Glastonbury.
It was.
But you know,
it was great.
Was that the first time back in front of an audience? Or
No.
We'd done a couple of impromptu, sort of locally, sort of low keyish, hadn't we? We'd sort of done a couple and gone down okay.
Good. We played Retro Tracks 3 times. That's an old school festival that goes on in various places.
Right. And so, what's coming up in the near future for you then? September the 11th. I've got you.
The next public gig is September the 11th.
And that's the Electric Jam Night at the Basement in Chelmsford, along with Paolo Moreno, I believe. Paolo's a very good friend to Phoenix FM. He's been in here several times, and we know his manager, Martin, as well. Are they friends of yours?
I don't actually know.
I think Paul's, you know Martin, don't you?
Yes, I've been Martin and Paolo.
They're great, very good. And so are you working on any other new projects at the moment? Any more new music yet, or is it too soon?
It's all in the pipeline.
It's always in the pipeline.
We will start again. We will be doing some more gigs
definitely.
And one of the things that we did before when we were Sony is that you'd record an album, you'd just be getting into the swing of it, and then you'd have to go off for a year and tour it. By the time you finished doing that, you'd completely forgotten how to work in the studio. We thought it might be sensible if we actually kept going this time. We had some momentum.
Great. So, where can anybody find out a bit more about you and download Sweet Life? It's iTunes, we've heard, yeah? You just search?
Yes, it's on iTunes, and it's called Sweet Life by Sunscreen.
Okay.
Sunscreen spelt with two E's, and it's all one word.
Oh, yes, yeah.
So that's yeah. We managed to make the band name very difficult to spell, so, so that no one could ever find it on the internet. So that wasn't good forward planning, but no one knew about the internet back in 1990.
Absolutely, yeah.
Facebook, we've got Facebook.
Yeah, Facebook, yeah, go on Facebook.
We're on Facebook, so please go and like us, and then you'll get an update.
Yeah, there's always stuff being.
And we've got a website as well, sunscreen.co.uk.
So wonderful, wonderful. Yeah. Well, thanks very much for talking to us today.
Pleasure.
Good luck with the new album. I'm going to try and get there on the 11th of September to see you, if I'm allowed.
You might get another gig around the corner. We used to play around the corner. What's the place called?
The Castle.
It's now called the Eclipse, I think.
It was a big venue for us, wasn't it?
It was, because that was a big turning point. Yes, so we played a gig then. We took over the room at the back and blacked it all out and filled it with smoke and lasers. And we had a load of people you were working with on the bypass.
That's right, yeah. I was groundworking at the time.
So they were all dancing on the pool table at the back. Yeah. Meanwhile, the manager of INXS from Australia had flown into London early with nothing to do that night. Somehow, someone told him about our gig in Brentwood. And he came out, saw it, walked in, and just went, "This is crazy."
Yeah.
You know, I like this.
It's
an Australian word. And that was what kicked it all off for us.
Yeah,
that's what
got
us.
That's really weird. That's really spooky, because the next track I'm going to play after Sunscreen is INXS and Mystify.
How weird is that?
And it was there in the the playlist.
Yeah.
It's unbelief.
It's an omen.
Yeah, it certainly is. A couple of strange things today, strange coincidence. Okay, well, thank you so much for coming in. It's Lucia Holm, Paul Carnell, Darren Woodford, and Dwayne Brazier.
Cheers.
Sunscreen. Much enjoyed talking to you, and I'm so enjoying that album. Cheers. So keep up the good work. We'll play out with this wonderful track. This is the title track from the album. It's Sweet Life.